Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Tina from Local Splash, following up on your text messages.
Yes, yeah, I'll go on an update. I saw that you guys have the wrong card. I'll go on an update.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Well,
I
think
what's
that
the amount
it
due?
Worked.
Because I did log in and I saw a pretty high amount due.
Just $249. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, what is that?
So when you signed up and in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to a month-to-month subscription of $249 to be charged
not
on the
249. 30th of each. No, that's wrong. You guys got everything wrong over there. Yep.
That's
and
what it
you
says
got the wrong
in the
card
terms.
Information too.
Well, the card worked last month. I think what happened
is $79.
No, it processed for $249. It's been processing for $249 ever since you signed up with us on August of 2023. So, do you have us confused with another company that's charging you $79? Because we don't even have a plan for that over here. There's never been a plan.
I got two cars. It's about $80.
Not with Local Splash. Look who charged you the $80 because it hasn't
been
Local
Splash. Wait a second.
Yes.
I'm thinking
yes.
It's the car place. We canceled that. Oh, I'm thinking it was the car. No. I had canceled that. I canceled that.
I don't have a cancellation on file with this.
I had canceled it. I notified you guys a bunch of times. That's canceled.
How did you notify us? Did you call or did you
I don't
email?
Know, but
did
I'm
you
not
call?
Using your guys' service. I don't mean to be rude or anything. I called the bank and everything. You guys were hitting the thing, and I didn't even know what I was paying for. And I'm not using the service.
I see. So
okay.
I think I have to give you some options because in the terms and conditions
I'm
that
not
you
doing any options. You guys
signature?
Said it was a month to Listen, you said it was a month-to-month, and that's
yes,
it.
And in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to cancel three business days before the 30th.
It's not going
to
happen.
And I don't have
I
that on
car.
File.
It's not going to happen.
I understand, but right now you're just past due for $249, but come October 30th, it'll reoccur to $498, and it will continue
to
do so
until
this
you need to cancel it. All right, so you need to cancel it. Close it out.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to help you with because I can't close it out with a past due balance, but hear me out for a second.
Then
because
you guys have to figure it out because you guys aren't getting no time from me. I'm not trying
to
be rude.
That's between
anything,
you and your business and your credit. I mean, you signed an agreement online.
Excuse
that
me?
Had
it was
you,
month
you know,
to month,
agreed
and
to
I canceled it.
Yes, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to cancel within 3 business days of your billing, and it shows that that hadn't been done. So that's the problem.
You guys could do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. You guys want to, like, blackball me or anything, then I'll just go on Google and tell everybody the way you guys do business.
Right. I
all
understand.
Right, so,
okay. Well, I'll make
right,
a note of it.
You.
And in the meantime, have a good day.